Good morning.
Good morning.
You're being recorded. You are on Anonymously Live Morning Show.
Oh, you had to put your disclaimer on there.
Yes, I did. I did. I did. So don't be doing all that silly ass moving, losing connection and shit.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to touch bases with you on some things.
Right. You up real early.
I am. You know, no.
On your day.
You say what?
On your day off?
I never have a day off, you know. Shit. What the fuck is a day off?
Shit.
Mm-mm. Nothing comes to a sleeper but a motherfucking dream. Fuck that. So you put social media on fire the other day with the status talking about the fake people. And I saw that them people who you was talking about was on your, was liking your statuses.
Yeah, like them, honey. Like
they ain't like that one, though.
No. But she was on there trying to see what it said. I told her she was going to check. And we ain't even friends. Nosy ass motherfucker.
They maybe somebody.
But
told
I said what I said, and I stand on that shit.
Gotta be respectful to your elders.
I don't give a damn. Shit, I'm an elder now.
You know, I tell people that all the time. You know, sometimes they just don't think that. You know, we've grown up. We ain't the little, you know, little this person, no little Pippi, little levels. No.
No, I'm not. I'm not little Pippi no more. I'm big Pippi now. Big Pippi got a voice.
My name is Bobbin. Bitch, I'm big.
Big Pippi got a voice.
Bitch, I'm big car. Don't big call me boy. Cam, ho.
I ain't taking that shit. Hell no. Hell no. I just think it's just hilarious because people don't understand, like, yeah, everybody that know me know my daddy raised me right. Yeah, I was raised in the church, but I'm the side of my daddy that people didn't see.
And what side is that?
Let my daddy put Jesus down and you'll see.
You have to explain
Piss
to the
J.
people.
Piss J. Ron off.
Deacon.
Pray about it later.
Gotta call him Deacon.
Well, he will be mad. For real. Listen, I knew it was one time. And we was at grandma's house. One of my cousins had did something to him. I didn't know who he was.
Is that the incident when he had got stabbed?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, so he didn't react? I mean, you would think if a person gets stabbed, it's like, oh my God.
Oh my God, I'm about to kill this bitch.
No.
Yes.
I thought it was like, oh my God, like somebody help me.
No.
Oh no, that's just crazy.
My daddy from the boulevard. He found Jesus later.
Don't say that because that's not true. Your daddy is a sanctified man and he ain't about that life no more. He left the boulevard behind him. That was in his younger days. He only act like he lived in Connecticut.
Right.
He's a different man.
Like, yeah, like he come from Oklahoma.
They ain't even a boulevard no more. That's South End.
Right.
That's motherfucking South End. They done took the fuck over.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we did. I don't play with my daddy. Like, you do not play with the deacon.
So, did you get to handle your business yesterday? As far as, did y'all go together?
Yeah.
Oh, so everybody showed up to the party?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I was a little worried about that.
Yeah.
You know, I was a little, I wasn't bothered by that, but that whole coming into town, like, you ain't called me, I ain't hear from you. Because, you know, I'm kind of at that point where you can't miss something you never had. You know, by the time I got older, you were already gone and off and stuff like that. And, you know, you call me and sometimes we talk and sometimes I'm like, what are we even talking about? Like, what is there to talk about? I don't know. Because right. I feel like some of the things that interest you, I'm not interested in. You know?
That's true.
Some
That's true. And that's where the
disconnect comes from.
Comes in the road because they come home and be like, oh, you're supposed to be this. Oh, you're supposed to be that. But you're not even it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I know for a fact you're not even it.
Right.
So you can't put that on me.
My brother told me that.
And I ain't trying to even take the funk. I know I ain't it.
God rest his soul. My brother told me that. My brother say, hey, don't be fooled by what you see, honey, because everything is not what it seems, honey.
Right. Everything glitters ain't gold, mother. Right.
Disney was created for a reason.
That part. Mm-hmm. Tricks up a kids, nigga. And I ain't no trick.
I don't even like Siri, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it.
Right.
Like, you ain't got a play in my face. But then people...
I quit goddamn kindergarten because of recess, bitch. I don't play.
No.
I don't play.
But see, like, you know, and it was brought to my attention. They was like, well, did you see, you know, X, Y, Z while they were in town? I was like, no. And they were like, why?
Did
I
said, they try to see me?
No. Right. That's what I said. I am past the age and stage of my life where I'm going out of my way to see anybody. Like, if you can call me when you're a million miles away, you can't call me when you're right in my city. I'm not doing nothing extra. And then on top of that, I didn't even know you was coming. So I didn't make no special arrangements, no special plans. I ain't take off. I ain't got no PTO. I ain't got no sick time. Like, life continued.
Right. The people you let know took our work.
That part. Like, you want to be Houdini all the time and be Jack in the Box and surprise, bitch. You can't do that, baby. People got lives. People got responsibilities. And I'm a single man doing it for myself, so I can't just up and leave and tell these people, fuck them, my people in town. Hell no. They were like, all right, well, carry your ass over there with your people.
It made my heart proud because they were trying to give me a hard time. Oh, you ain't been over here. You ain't did this. You ain't did that. Trying to go through a list of shit that I ain't did.
For fucking what?
So I had to go down a list of the shit that I've been doing. And that I continue to do to this day.
Right.
And I said, okay, so how many times have I called you to assist?
Exactly.
You have not assisted me. Like, I'm not over here, got my own life. I got a whole lot of husband, grandkids, kids. I still got kids I'm raising.
That part. I think people forget about that.
I still have children that I'm raising.
Because they see you're a grandmother at an early age.
I still got minors.
Exactly.
The hell?
Very intelligent ones. Shout out to my buddy going to MP.
My five.
You know. But yeah, I think people forget about that. And I think sometimes people also don't respect the fact that you're a housewife either. Because the first thing they want to say is, oh, Peepy ain't doing this, Peepy ain't doing that. So Peepy got a lot of free time on their hand. And I honestly think that's quite disrespectful. If you're set up in a way that you can afford to be at home and you have a working husband and things are peaches and cream, why does it bother other people so bad?
Right.
That's what I want to know.
It shouldn't bother them. Because at the end of the day, they wasn't doing nothing for me. Hell, they still owe me. But we ain't even going to go into that. Mm. But you know what I'm talking about?
We can. Because, you know,
come on now.
People forget. And sometimes you got to give people friendly reminders even when you don't want to.
Right. Like, motherfuckers still owe me thousands of dollars. So I'm not even...
Ooh.
You can't say nothing to me because I make it happen.
Oh, my.
I makes it happen.
Did you say thousands? Like 30s? Like
thousands. Yes. More than three.
White man.
Mm. I ain't said nothing about it. I ain't throwing it up in your face. They ain't said nothing because that's who I am.
Right.
So you're going to have to deal with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you shit on us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers promise my kids all kind of shit. They ain't got nothing.
They still waiting on them promises.
They still waiting on their shoes, child. They been getting shoes for like 10 years now. They ain't got shoes yet.
Damn, they got kids now. Yeah. What the hell? So now you're going to have to buy two sets of damn shoes. Now you got to buy a four pair of damn shoes.
That part.
Because you lie.
Well, you could just buy one.
You could have bought only two and been done.
Now they got kids. Now you got to do for them and their kids.
Sophia and Nene.
Like, I'm just, I just be, I listen. I try to be nice. I try to be cordial. I try to be humble. I try to be, you know what I'm saying? But in certain situations, I can't be like that. In certain situations, I'm going straight for the jugular, because at the end of the day, you don't know what I'm dealing with when you're not here. Motherfucker ain't been here in 20 years. You don't know what the hell going on.
Right. I thought things would change, you know, once we went through what we all went through. I really thought there would be a change. And there has been a change as far as maybe our communication or whatever. It's like, you know, you reach out more.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only change.
Yeah, you reach out more. But because
but other than that, you done got more arrogant. You done got more cocky. You done got more self-centered. You done got more selfish. You done got more nigga. Nigga. It done got worse.
No.
I don't even know who he is anymore.
That bad?
That bad.
Oh. Well, I can understand that because, you know, I feel the way, I feel that way about, you know, certain people in my life. It's certain people I grew up with. I don't know them people no more. Mm-hmm. And they don't know me because it's a whole new me these days. Yep. Like, life is a whole
and
new me.
And that's what I tried to tell. I tried to tell Auntie that. And she, everybody keeps saying, oh, you just need to leave him alone. Just leave him alone. Just don't fuss at him. Don't fuss. What you mean don't fuss at him? He ain't too.
That part.
He ain't got no disability. He not special ed. None of that.
Well, special ed is yet to be determined. That's yet to be determined, but
I don't have baby gloves on when it comes to him. No, nigga.
There's no need to. There's no need to.
I'm not.
At the end of the day, you know what you do.
Been mad because I had to remind him, nigga, you've been gone for 20 years. I'm big dog. I've been big dog since you left.
Don't call me Ken Ho.
Nigga, I'm big train, baby. For real. I'm big dog. You talking about I'm the big... No, you ain't.
Hell no.
Mm-mm. Sorry.
Because I know for a fact I'm the little big brother. That's just the title it is these days. It's okay.
It is what it is.
It's exhausting at times. But it's all right. It's all right. I handle it well.
It is what it is. We've been handling it with grace.
We do. We have no choice. Very well. Hell no.
Brother, we are amazing. I am so amazed at the stuff we have been through and got through and handled and put down and got down. You know what I'm saying? Stepping on motherfuckers' necks and shit. But other motherfuckers ain't gonna know that shit because they ain't been here.
They ain't been here because we don't want them around. And people, listen, because this is a live recording, I want the people to know we're at a place of peace in our life. If you go through tragedy in your life where not just any type of tragedy, it's the tragedy of your brother committing suicide, not only just committing suicide, but he did it in front of the World Wide Web. So that already within itself just puts you in a crazy space that you'll never be able to recover from.
Space.
Exactly. And then just the fact that he committed suicide. So that's a feeling. Yeah, you heal from the process, but you'll never forget about that damn shit. So there comes a time and point where you be like, wow, that's crazy. My brother put a bullet in his head. For those who didn't know, and I'm real enough to talk about it, that's exactly what my brother did. My brother put a bullet in his head. So for a person to be able to do that, that means the world was driving him to fuck crazy. So we just at this point where we not going to let y'all do to us what you did to him. Fuck no. We're not interested. We'd rather cuss your ass out. But before we cuss your ass out, bitch, we'll separate. Get the hell away from me this.
Yeah. See, me cussing you out is after I done tried to leave you the fuck alone. Me being quiet is me telling you
right.
The fuck alone.
Sometimes no response is a response.
Bitch, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Sometimes no response.
You're not finna destroy my peace. You're not finna mess with my mental. None of that shit. That part. I'm not finna allow it. Mm-hmm. If it don't make sense, don't say that shit to me.
Hell no.
If you don't wanna hear the real, don't talk to me. If you don't wanna hear what I got to say, don't say it to me.
You tend to upset people, you know, because people want to come to you for advice and then you just lay it all out on the line. You don't sugarcoat it. And then next thing you know, now people mad at you. So have you ever thought that maybe you just need to ease up a little bit and don't be so straightforward?
No, but that's why my brother dead, because people was putting on baby gloves with him. No. But you see, I ain't wear baby gloves with him.
No, you did not.
So I'm not finna do it with the other one.
That's why I tagged you in that video with that little girl and her brother. I said, Lord. She was like, put them glasses up and do this. And dude, I'm like, Lord, if that ain't Pippi and Rufus.
Yes.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. But yeah, you tend to upset people when they call you. They just be wanting advice, and then you just go all the way there, and then they be like, see, Pippi talked too much, and I didn't even ask all that, and yada, yada, yada.
But see, what they have to realize is, me being me, I've been through a lot. And so half of the time, when y'all talking to me, I done been through the shit.
Right, you're just speaking from experience.
Exactly. But they, so I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but bitch, that shit ain't about to go right, and you about to be looking stupid.
Thank you. I do the same exact thing, and I feel like I get backlash too, especially from a certain person.
Listen, oh well.
And I be like, is that why? Is that why
the days not moving? Because you're gonna be like, ooh, they told me that.
But it's like,
listen, it's my product.
But it's like, is that why the communication between us is so distant?
Strain. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why?
Yep, because people don't want to hear the truth. People don't want to hear the truth, bro. They want to hear what they want to hear.
Yeah, but I can't do that.
You say what they want. You know what I'm saying? They don't listen to the truth. And then when the shit hit the fan, then they want to call crying. Oh, right. I should have, could have, would have, nah. Right. Well, I'm busy. Can you call me back?
Right. I got to go walk my goldfish at that point.
Right.
Or at least they do.
I just told you that.
Right.
And it aggravates me because I just told you that.
Yeah. And that is like one of the number one things that I do feel like we be facing as a family. It's just like we be trying to tell them and they don't want to listen. And then they come back and be like, oh, X, Y, Z happened. And we be like, really? I mean, what you want us to say? Because we tried to tell you. Duh. Right. We tried to tell you that was a dead end road before you went down that street. But you didn't want to. You didn't want to listen.
Mm-mm. Nope. No, I got dang on.
So
my mother's always be trying to put me as an example. I'm going to use myself.
Uh-huh.
And they like, oh, you need to not be married no more and just leave it alone and da 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 da. But at the end of the day, they don't understand the bridges, the hurdles, the everything that we done been through together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we're married. We're just not boyfriend or girlfriend, baby daddy, baby mama. We're no. Fucking married. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So yeah, we separate for a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's not like I can go be with somebody else. Nigga, I'm married.
Right. Well, so you know, bitches do it all the time, but I don't condone it.
It's not right.
Right.
You committing a sin. If you married and you out here with a girlfriend, just leave the bitch. Divorce the bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's a sin before God to be separated from your husband.
Right.
And have a boyfriend.
Right.
Or have a girlfriend.
Right.
You still have a partner that you're supposed to be working it out with. The vow said for better or for worse.
Mm-hmm.
Good, bad, or indifferent. Period.
See, people don't, when people get married, especially in today's time, they don't get married for the marriage or the vows. They get married for the wedding.
Yeah. That's true. That's why I didn't have no wedding, because I didn't get married for the wedding. I got married for me.
If that made sense. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's why I didn't spend a whole lot of money on no wedding, bro, because it wasn't for everybody. It was for us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You and your husband.
Like, for real, for real.
Y'all just had a big reception.
Right.
Right.
And we only did that because my daddy made me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Left it up to me, nigga. I would have put some hamburgers, hot dogs, and chicken on the grill.
No, you can't do that. Well, you know what? Then again, but you know what the bullshit is? Them be the marriages that look, them little shotgun weddings, them be the ones that be lasting, but it be the ones when you rent out the Taj Mahal and shit, and you walking across water and shit.
$30,000.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no. I'm not doing it.
Mm-mm.
But everything takes work. Everything takes time. And both of us never had like a marriage to model off of. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My uncles went shit. My aunties went shit. You know what I'm saying? It was just, we never had a good model. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Everything we learn about marriage, we're learning from each other. We're
exactly.
Learning
exactly.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So Shit, that shit is work. We'll be married 7 years this year. People that shit is fucking work.
And y'all been together like 14, 15, somewhere in there?
Yeah. That shit is work.
Of course. Marriage is trial and error because life is trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that shit is work.
Perfect is boring. If you want to be the perfect person, please get the hell away from around me. Like, I like things in order, but I didn't say they had to be perfect. It's the difference.
And see, that's just like our last separation, this last time. I did go as far as doing the paperwork and all of that or whatever. But that was just to put fire under him to let him know, like, nigga, I love you. I'm here.
You had to you spank that ass one good time.
Right. You know what I'm talking about?
Listen.
And now... I don't have to ask for shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to want for shit. I don't have to. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you have to learn each other. You know what I'm saying?
But you
it's
also got to make sure you're doing your part too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to take up for my brother-in-law because, you know, I call you and be like, so what you cooking? You're like, I ain't cooking nothing. I want to see you start cooking more. Yes.
I'm going to start back cooking.
I want to see you start cooking more.
Now that we done started over, we in a new space, new everything. We
right.
don't have extra people. It's not like, you know what I'm saying?
Things, y'all, just, right. Y'all don't have any distractions.
Right.
All these extra voices and noises and things so y'all can really focus on each other, hit each other out, and just really have fun. So with that being said, I want to see you start cooking more, especially because you, girl, you break the, at the, girl, no excuses.
Listen, I got 3 grocery stores around me. I looked past all of them yesterday.
Don't do that. Look, I'm just going to start calling my brother and be like, what you want her to cook tonight? That's what I'm just going to start doing. Because I'm sick of your damn shit.
Listen, and he going to be sitting, listen, I can't.
Uh-uh.
Yesterday, we went to the grocery store. And... you know I'm on the 3rd floor. I couldn't. Everything they put in there, I'm like, let's go. We got to take this shit upstairs.
Listen. Well, hell, it's a fresh start. You got to do what you got to do. Shit.
Like, let's get out of here. No time.
You got to shop, motherfucker. That part. You got to shop.
Listen.
You got to shop.
Bruh, we done packed the house down now, but we ain't doing it. I'm not doing it no more.
Mm-mm.
Next time, him and Miracle going by themselves.
Cleo.
She said, look, she said, I showed her a picture of Cleo. She was like, I do look like her.
I mean, do I lie? Hell no.
Right.
And I said then, I thought about it. I said,
it wasn't really
the looks for me. It was just more so the act, the mannerisms and all that. Like,
right. All of that.
Yeah. Like, girl, all you Cleo, that. You've been Cleo since you came out the womb, child. I just knew from early on, like you were a fucking baby screaming about wearing a dress. I was like, oh yeah, she's there.
Yeah, she was. That girl had a whole life. If everybody checked, we could have been dead in that motherfucker. For real. Miracle. Cleo wasn't going for it.
Nope. She wasn't going for it. She wasn't going for it?
I had to pay her to wear a dress. Yeah, I had to pay her to wear that dress to brother funeral.
I don't even remember her having them.
And the only reason why I had to pay her is because my daddy wanted her to wear the jam dress.
I don't remember.
And I kept telling him, she not going to wear it. You the parent, make her wear it. I'm like, that is not that easy.
You know, they said, you know, rumor has it, Deacon is an old control freak now.
You see, I had to come out of pocket with $50.
That, you know, rumor has it.
I just do it for your pawpaw.
I'm going to say allegedly, so I don't get sued.
Didn't give a damn what granddaddy said.
That part.
She didn't get 2 fucks with her granddaddy.
No, she's not interested. And you know what? And I'm glad that she's able to be herself. And I'm glad she has a great support system. Like, I love that for her because, shit, I remember
being... I just love the fact that she's open and honest because she told us. You know what I'm saying? She was like, I don't like boys, but I like girls. I'm like, oh, you do? Oh, thank you for telling me.
Right. Like, I knew it. And she knew why the hell I was calling her Cleo. She used to just lay that shit out. I'm not Cleo. She knew who the hell Cleo was. She knew why the hell I was calling her that. But she knew at the same time I was calling her that because I know and I support and I don't give a damn. And ain't no bitch going to come around here and break your heart or we going to have to fuck her up. And that's it. That's all. Like, what the fuck? I didn't have that. Like, shit, I probably still got some gay people in my family I don't know about. Shit, I got a cousin that's openly gay, but my grandparents don't know, but they know, honey. They're not stupid, but you've never came out and said, hey, this is my girlfriend or this is who I am.
Right.
But, you know, when it was me, everybody wanted to put my shit on Front Street. Oh, you know, Trey, you know, Trey, you know, Trey. Uh-huh, Trey is. What's next? What's going on? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, yep. It is what it is.
Like, they sure did try to get
down. Right. Like, if I didn't want to come out, they, right, they forced me out the fuck the closet. I'm like, why is it such a big the fuck deal? And then when I came the fuck out, it's just like, okay, what's next?
Right.
What else is going on in today's world?
The hell?
Like, that shit got old real the fuck fast.
It, right, but that's all in you, though. That's because you had self-confidence, you loved yourself, and you didn't give a fuck about their opinion.
No.
I'm saying? Because you are who you are, and you don't...
I don't know if that's the Gemini in me or the survivor in me. I don't know.
Both.
I was going to say, it could be a combination of both. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Like, you can have your opinion, but does it bother me? No. Because you ain't got no heaven or hell to put me in.
And that's my defense.
And the only judge I got is God. So who the fuck are you?
That's my defense mechanism, too. That's why, like, I don't do small talk and shit like that because, like, for so many years, I just felt like I heard small talk. I still even bump into, like, very ignorant people, like, that ask stupid-ass questions or if you get around me, you want to act extra feminine knowing that I'm not even a feminine guy. Like, I just think it's just whack as fuck. And when you do shit like that, it actually make you look homophobic because I feel like you don't know how to act, which... There's no act to be put on, bitch. Be yourself.
That part.
Are you out here in the street acting like, hey, girl, all that? No.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't out here doing that. So when you see me, bitch, don't come up to me with that type of energy, ho, because I'm going to look at you weird as fuck. And then I'm going to goddamn walk the fuck away from you and leave you on red because I don't even get down like that.
Yeah, and see, I done had plenty of gay friends. They'd be like, ooh, your brother's so sexy. Oh, he's so fine. Oh, but he don't even hang with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah, no.
I had to tell plenty of people. My brother don't hang with gay people.
Mm-mm. And it's nothing against my people for those who gonna listen to the podcast. It's nothing against my people. That's just not my life. Just because you gay don't mean you gotta hang around gay people. Just like you got females that don't like hanging around other females. That don't mean that they fucking hate bitches. Which 99% of the time they do hate bitches, but I'm just saying to be positive about the situation. I had to be positive about the situation, but yeah.
Right. That's just stupid.
But I'm glad that, you know, she has that support system and I know, and she know that she always had it and she got it on both sides of the family. So that makes it even better. So they so fascinated with us. I don't know why people, and then the whole people want to walk around and be claiming, you know, that my children and I raised them children and I did this for them children. Ain't nobody raised me, honey, but my parents or either my grandparents. I done lived with aunts and I done lived with uncles, but not the ones that be talking about that bullshit. Like people be wanting credit for shit they ain't even earned. I don't understand it.
Yeah, just disrespectful.
Like, people got their own cheering and lives and things that they need to be focused on that they didn't focus on.
Yeah, they own damn chaps don't even fuck with them.
Like, make it make sense. But then the blood be a part of that bullshit, too, because you the reason why them bitches act like that. Because if you come to motherfucking town and you ain't over here fucking with your people and you go straight to them, then... That's why hoes be so confident in talking. You get them hoes to goddamn, you put the battery in their back for that shit. Then they think they can run that shit back to everybody else.
I just can't stand the people.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's weird. Weird behaviors that, you know, claiming people's kids.
Yeah.
Every time I give this motherfucker audio, she starts goddamn talking again.
Yeah, Lord, he got me before I put my TP in.
Okay, bitch, focus. I feel like doing all that damn editing, motherfucker.
He's just staring at me. I'm like, wait, I ain't even got my teeth in.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn, get all out of my face.
I can't with you.
Yeah, kids, I...
Oh, hell no! Seriously.
Yeah, we're going to get our teeth today. But yeah, listen. I don't like how motherfuckers be trying to... I don't like... It's this is a lot of shit that I don't like. And when we was younger, we couldn't say nothing about. That now I'm starting to say something about. And people be looking at me like, ooh, your daddy didn't raise you like that.
Right.
Listen. I know how my daddy raised me. And he also raised me not to take no shit.
In that order.
Period.
And in the name of Jesus.
The world. I ain't no sucking
out. I agree. Cause sometimes I even have problems out of mind and be like, I didn't raise you this way, and my parents didn't raise me this way. And I'm like, yeah, your parents also didn't raise you with all these different women and children and coming in and out the house and stuff like that. Like, your parents are still married to this day. So how dare you keep comparing the way you were raised to the way I was raised? It's okay to take away from things that your parents taught you, but you still have to do it your own way. Like, prime example, the way you parent your children, hell no, you wasn't raised that way.
Nope.
But
Abraham would never.
Right, but do you still take away from the morals and values of which your father instilled in you? Of course. But you put your spin on it because those are your children and you have to do things your way. And that's what I be trying to explain to my parent.
Right.
Like, your parents don't curse. You curse.
Right.
Your parents don't walk around messing with people. You do.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So you can't keep trying to compare your parents, and you not 100% just like your parents. The only thing you got in common is the name.
Yeah, but I tell people all the time, I'm not my daddy's shit.
Right.
God ain't done with me yet.
You got to do things your way, and he did things his way.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would your daddy think if you... I'm not my daddy.
Right.
So I wouldn't do things the way my daddy do it. Now, do I think like my daddy? Do I act like my daddy? Yes. And sometimes I will do stuff the way my daddy would do it. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm me.
What would Deacon do?
No, what would Trina do? Because guess what?
No, I'm saying for the times where you think like them, it's like, what would Deacon do?
Right. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard because then, hell, our mama takes over most of the time. Because, for real.
That's
most
true.
Of the time.
That's true.
And I had to learn how to differ between the two, especially with my marriage. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I do act like Osceola a lot with my marriage. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But that's because we don't like being aggravated. Don't stupid shit. I can't process stupid shit. I can't process stupid shit. But, and I don't give a damn who you is, husband, mama, daddy, sister, but stupid shit just can't process it in my brain.
I understood because I feel the same exact way, but in certain situations, you have to be more understanding. That's all.
And that's what I'm praying for.
Yeah.
I'm praying for more understanding.
Be quick to understand and slow to respond.
Ooh, that's hard.
No, it's not, because if you really, okay, probably.
Yes, it is, because we so quick with comebacks.
I mean, that's true,
you
too.
You can't just
but
say anything to us. That's, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's true. But in my... Okay, prime example. In my last situation, like, I treated this situation a whole lot better than I treated a lot of situations. And you have seen some past situations. But, you know, when you tried to pick a fight with me, I was like, all right, now, you know, just chill out or try to change subject, move on, because I know how I am. But
right.
I know being that person didn't work in past situations. So why continue that pattern? So I'm like, you know, trying to change this thing, whatever, be a more calmer person and shit like that. But if you keep poking the damn bear, then that's when... Now we having a situation. But even if we're arguing or you know, shit like that, I still try to keep it to a minimum, because I'm like, I could really say some hurtful shit, and I have said some hurtful shit. And I'd look back on, like, prime example, sometimes I look back on that situation and be like, damn, that was fucked up. I said this or said that, because I have said some real hurtful shit. Like, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just going to hit the lowest of the low, and that's going to end the whole conversation.
And that's why I'm surprised, like, my husband even married me, because shit, I used to say, boy, make go jump off a bridge, bitch.
And I had to learn to mind my mouth.
And like, I did. I had to tone it down. I had to tone it down, like, in our arguments and stuff, because, especially when I'm mad.
Like, if I say just leave me alone, bitch, just leave me alone, please.
Just leave me alone.
I'm doing that for me and for fucking you. Like, and then on top of that, I haven't had an argument in a long time. So if you come at me crazy, I don't know how I'm going to react or how I'm going to respond. So it's best we just not even get to that place or to that point.
And then you'll be done got some cussing out that ain't what
it wasn't even meant for you. Right. These motherfuckers at work getting on my nerves. This bitch across the hall, I don't fuck with her. Like, but now you done said the wrong motherfucking thing. And now, bitch, you done got the bitch across the hall cuss out. You done got the work cuss out.
Look, you done got your mama cussed out.
That part, like, that's why I be telling people, it's very important. When I tell people all the time, they be like, what you doing? I be like, minding my business. And they think I'm trying to be sassy. No, bitch, I'm truly minding my business. It costs me nothing to mind my fucking business. Like, I get a kick out of minding my fucking business. And I wish other people would get on the fucking bandwagon. Bitch, I want to be like Harriet Tubman and lead people to freedom of minding a fucking business. That is my goal, baby.
Listen. I told you 2023, I done started staying at find somebody else to do it. I don't know nothing.
The way this fucking world is set up, the world is getting expensive, honey. Only thing I could do is go to work and be aggravated until Anonymously Loud really pop off, and them checks and shit start rolling in consistently and shit like that. And until then, bitch, I ain't got nothing for nobody, because, bitch, I got to work.
What I've been telling motherfuckers lately. Get the fuck with me.
That's it. That's all.
Get the fuck with me.
People these days ain't motivated, but they got their hand out all the damn time. I don't have time for that. If you're not a motivated person, you have to stay away from me. You have to. I grind too hard, work too much to be around lazy, unmotivated people. Like, I go too hard in the paint to be around that type of company. Because what they say, birds of a feather flock together. And you are what you attract. And I don't want to attract lazy people. Fuck that. Mm-mm. If you are a bee, I am not honey.
Well, how did y'all do this? How did y'all do that? Ooh. Like, I don't know why people think that. I don't know. I don't understand. And I don't know. People's perception of me, they like, oh, Trina just sit at home, smoke weed all day, and watch TV and drink coffee. That's it.
Well, bitch, is that it?
That's what it's about. Me running businesses and got them in school and having to take care of grandkids because my baby was a minor. But
that's the thing. It's easier to continue the false narrative because you can continue to add on to it. You can add on to a lie as much as you want to, but with the truth, it's only so much you can get out of that story.
Yeah, true.
There's only so much you can get. So that's why people, they're not interested in the truth. They love a lie. Whether it's a white lie, big lie, little lie. But to me, a lie is a lie, bitch. I don't give a damn how huge it is, and you shouldn't be doing it.
Yep. And I don't understand then how y'all keep calling, asking me for shit.
That part, too.
I get everything. If I'm just doing nothing.
I don't know. I guess, bitch, you Houdini.
Like, I got a money back, y'all. You know what I'm talking about? Like, hey, damn. Bitch, I don't sit around and plant money balls all night.
Apparently you do, honey. You got little money eggs laid around your house, honey. You go pick them when it's like Easter. I guess, child.
Y'all call me for money. It's automatic. honey across my forehead.
And that, in that part, and that's the part where, you know, me and you used to always bump heads in, because you used to be like, oh, well, you know, such and such needs my help with this and my help with that. And, you know, and this message is for all the ones who, you know, be trying my damn pippy. So, you know, I've heard whispers, oh, your sister, your sister this, your sister that. But y'all don't ever tell me the part about how my sister really be pulling out the bag for y'all. Y'all always leave that part out. So that's why I don't entertain y'all. So that's why when y'all follow out with my sister and y'all be trying to crawl in my inbox, oh, Trey, call me. Oh, Trey, can you reach out to me? Oh, Trey. Nah, fuck no, bitch. I'm not interested. And I'm not going to go against the grain for a bitch. Nope.
Period.
Because they love to do it. Mm-mm, bitch. You don't talk to me, bitch. I ain't even ever seen you share my motherfucking business page, bitch. Now you want to reach out to me about some shit that ain't got nothing to do with me, ho? Hell no.
Right.
Because they be trying to do that shit. But bitches don't never tell the good. They don't never tell the good in what you do, honey. You always have fault. It's always your fault for something, honey.
Yeah, but then they don't get mad till I say no. Find somebody else to do it. No.
And I had to force you to start telling people no, because I'm like, bitch, if you tell one more hoe, yes, I'm going to come over there and choke your ass personally. Because my sister, y'all, she be having this thing, oh, what would Jesus do? Jesus wouldn't be crazy. That's what he wouldn't do. And I just saw that every time it's your turn, it was just kind of like crickets. Mm-mm. Every time it was her turn, it was crickets. And I said, bitch, people, it's time for people to start getting a free ride in a fancy car. I didn't give a damn what the fuck their title was. Fuck no. What, nobody exempt from that bullshit.
That's true. That's true.
Really? Hell no, wow. Because that's what I had to do. That's what I had to do. Like, I lost every motherfucking thing at the hands of people who were supposed to love and protect me.
Right.
See, they said, oh, Trey wasn't doing this, or Trey wasn't doing that, or Levels wasn't doing this, Levels wasn't doing that. Oh, you didn't tell how all my money was going back in your fucking house, and that's the reason why I couldn't get the fuck out of your fucking house.
Right.
They leave that part out.
Mm-hmm.
They leave that part out. Don't ever try to claim like I'm just this bumping the law looking for a motherfucking handout. Because anybody who know me know a bitch love his own space.
That's it. That's why, man, ain't nobody ever going to be allowed to talk about you around me. Hell no. I don't give a damn who he is.
Hell no. Because I work too motherfucking hard for every motherfucking thing I got. Whether it's home life, professional life, goddamn, being an entrepreneur, whatever the fuck it is, everything is me. My blood, sweat, motherfucking tears. I grind until I can't no more, and so far the wheels is turning, and they ain't fucking stopping.
They show light.
Shout out to Anonymously Loud. Over 1.1 million views on Instagram. We over 500,000 views on YouTube. Like,
yeah.
It's a whole lot of business over here. I don't have time to focus on what the fuck y'all be talking about. And if y'all do want to talk about some shit, come on the platform. That's what it's created for.
Right.
I don't gossip for free. I'm not interested. And y'all should stop doing it too. Prime example. We got this one cousin that always be on Facebook Live talking, running their mouth, and have a whole bunch of dud ass, dead ass, airhead ass bitches in the comments. Yep, yep, that's right, that's right. I cannot stand that ghetto airhead ass bitch mentality. I can't stand it. Ugh. Mm-hmm. It irks me. Y'all bitches get on Facebook. And mind you, y'all bitches be getting the views. So if you gonna start getting on Facebook, being an airhead, but you getting the views, bitch, start getting paid for it. Y'all bitches just don't even know how to use social media. You getting on there running your flappers, but you don't get paid to do it.
Dead boy.
So therefore, now you just...
Giving everybody free entertainment.
You just gossiping for motherfucking free. Bitch, attach a check to it if you gonna do it. That's why people be mad, because we have this motto now, bitch, if it ain't no pay, bitch, I can't do it.
That's why I love it, honey. Shit, I'm getting paid off all my pages now. I'm finna get back on my shit. That's why I say people don't understand, like, the hustle, the grind, the shit we doing, the shit we got lined up coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't know. They're just worried about what we ain't doing.
No, they don't know. Shit, they don't know. I started this shit. Goddamn, just chilling.
Everybody be in our business.
Nope.
Because you're not finna put on my downfall. You know what I'm talking about? You'll see it when it pop out.
That part. Nobody.
Yeah.
I kept telling
you. You'll see it when I want you to see it.
Yeah. And that's what people got to do. If you're working on a vision or you got a vision or you got a dream or whatever, you got to stop talking to people prematurely. Stop telling people what you're going to do. Execute that dream and then just pop out like Jack in the Box. And you know what I'm saying? If people really fuck with you, then your shit going to take off. Period.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I had to put up a status the other day and I meant this shit from the depths of my soul. Me personally, I share everybody's shit. I share everybody motherfucking shit because I support everybody's shit. You feel me? But a lot of the times I don't see my shit being motherfucking shared. So, you know, I had to pop out and put up this status. I say, you know, I post my numbers for a reason. Not only to remind myself of how far I've come, but sometimes I also have to remind my followers or my quote unquote friends that when I'm sharing your shit, I'm showing you love. You see what type of views and shit I'm getting. So that means that my followers are seeing your shit because I'm trying to bring you business. But if that shit is not being reciprocated, then I'm going to start charging you motherfuckers for this promotion.
Right.
Because it costs you nothing to share a status or share a show or whatever, or check my people out or whatever. It costs you nothing to do that shit. Like, my shit is absolutely the fuck free. Y'all shit costs money.
Right.
My shit free.
Mm-hmm. So I'm finna stop that and promoting y'all shit.
That part. Like, I'm not doing that shit.
That's true.
I already talked about my numbers, but talk is cheap, so that's why I post receipts.
Yep.
The fuck? I could bag my shit up. I could bag my motherfucking shit up. I'm well supported. You know what I'm saying? And I had this problem where all these major platforms, they stealing my content. They start stealing my words. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And so I got to the point where I was like, yo, I might just start wrapping this shit up. But then, you know, I had put up a status and said that. And all my fans came out and was like, boy, you better not do no shit like that. Is you crazy? Like, we really rock with you. We fuck with you. Fuck them motherfuckers. We know where it come from first. So I got so many people fucking with me, I can't quit. And if I did quit, I would be doing myself a disservice. So that just let me know I'm doing something right. If big ass platforms that have way more views, way more followers than me can steal from quote unquote little old me, then that lets me know, bitch, I'm doing the shit right.
Right. That's true.
You got to be unique in this shit. And yeah, you got to be unique in this shit. And that's what I was doing. I was being fucking unique, but these motherfuckers want to steal my goddamn content. I'm like, what?
Yeah. That's because they too lazy to do their own work.
That's what I'm saying. People come to my page when they homework do, and that shit about to fucking come to a cease.
Yeah.
That shit about that to come to a motherfucking cease, because, you know what I'm saying, them numbers is motherfucking there, so people rocking with the kid, but I'm not finna keep doing people homework and y'all goddamn keep eating off my plate. Fuck that. If you gonna keep eating off me, bitch, you need to put me on your payroll, and that's just on period. Fuck that.
That's it.
Like, my thing is, I love to post like certain type of videos where, say, like a person is having a serious moment. And so I'll be like, my caption will be, are they preaching or are they reaching? And everybody knows that's my fucking slogan. I see this one bitch, she done put up in one of her videos, are they preaching or are they reaching? I was like, yo, that's where I draw the fucking line. Now, if we gonna share the same videos, okay, I get it. This social media shit like that happens. But to physically take my fucking words and my fucking slogans and put that shit on your fucking platform, oh, hell no, bitch. I draw the motherfucking line right there. And ever since I done started calling out motherfucking platforms, the shit done slowed down because I said, bitch, I'm about to start fucking having receipts and shit and calling y'all out by name.
Yeah, tagging y'all bitches.
That part.
For real. Because what the hell?
I ain't finna keep playing with y'all.
Yeah. Hell no, you ain't finna keep stealing my shit.
Hell no, but the good thing about it is the people fuck with me so hard that they done caught on to it. You know what I'm saying? They be like, oh, man, y'all get this shit from Anonymously Loud. Or they'll be in my comments be like, yo, they just posted this shit, bro, but I seen it here first. Like, my people fuck with me hard. So they know where it come from.
So right.
That's why I got new hashtags. I'm your favorite blogger's blogger, and Mr. You seen it here first.
That's it, that's out.
Like, fuck that. What the hell? Like, this shit is crazy. And you know what else is crazy? You know, I done had several fucking co-hosts, which some, you know, I kind of miss some, whatever the fuck. But numbers and shit really started going crazy when I kind of separated myself from certain people. And, you know, it's one co-host that I wish we really could have lasted.
Right.
But, you know,
shit happens.
When people ain't focused, I have to move on. And it was nothing personal. It was nothing personal. It was business. And that's why they say you can't really have, it's bad to go into business with friends or family, because once y'all kind of, if the business deal don't go right, then the friendship normally don't go right either.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Brother, you need to come help me.
No, I don't have anything to do with that.
What?
I'm just saying, I don't have anything to do with that.
But if it was you, I'd help.
Well, I mean, shit. That would make more sense. It's just me. You got several people. You got a whole family. It's just me by myself. So your point is not valid.
I don't have a whole family. Everybody done moved.
You got your husband and you got your daughter. That's a family.
Yeah, and Cleo don't count because her daddy do her work.
Well, you better start putting her to damn work. Shit. Your daddy put you to work now. I know we said you ain't got to act just like him, but damn it. Come on now. He put your little ass to work. And life is...
Yesterday, guess what he going to say?
What?
I'm going to go in there and fold them clothes and stuff.
Oh, Jesus. And you know what's going to happen? She going to grow up and she going to think her girlfriend is supposed to do the same damn shit that her fucking daddy doing.
Well, that's between them. Because I ain't doing it. She's still in there, just lay across the bed, ain't folding out that clothes.
Is that what she gonna think? She gonna think that her girlfriend's supposed to do the same damn thing. And that's gonna be motherfucking hard, because she coming up in a time where these chaps is just off the motherfucking chain. So I can only imagine what the fuck they gonna be like when it's time for her to grow up and really be dating and shit. Like, these kids are horrible. I hate to say it, but it's the fucking truth. Like, listen. I see this shit every day at damn work, and I really be like, what is going on in the world? What's happening with the parents? Like, where are the parents? Like, what is it?
They not caring.
Because I be seeing so many of, like, my friends and shit, they be on, I don't play that shit with my kids. Everybody swear they don't play this shit with their kids. But every time you turn on the damn news, it's the kids doing shit. So what are you playing with your kids?
Right.
I'm fucking confused because the actions ain't meeting the words.
Mm-hmm. Miracle. Yeah, this shit is not right. But that's why I had to take my hands off my ass and let them, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't baby them, you can't. And that's, my chaps are spoiled.
Yes, they are. And I had to tell you to kind of bag ass up away from that too. But y'all, she don't listen. She don't listen. She's like, mommy, that's my children.
Let them go. They're my babies.
Hell, they mine too. But shit, you got to learn when to back the fuck up. And that's what I keep. Okay, y'all, because y'all going to listen to this episode. I'll be trying to tell her. Y'all tell me if you agree, because I'm going to put a poll up. I'll be telling her, you have to back up, allow them to be themselves and mature and figure their own life out. Every time they have a hiccup in the road, you cannot come change their flat tire. You have to allow them to figure it out. You can not always be their AAA.
Can I be AARP?
No, bitch. Because when you die, they going to be counting on your AARP. The fuck? But I be telling her that, y'all, because life is short. And what if something happened today or tomorrow? We cannot predict time. Dumb kids got to know where to turn, what to do, and shit like that. But if they're always in your back pocket, they're, you know, and that's what scares me.
But I like them in my back pocket. That mean I know they all right.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you got to keep, okay, prime example. Oh, mama, I need this. Oh, mama, I want this. Oh, mama, whatever. Like, you already said some things like, oh, my baby moving to her first place. We got to make sure it's decked out. And I'm not saying nothing's wrong with that because my mama did it for me. But it's just kind of like, back up. Let us see what she going to do before you just step in. You just automatically get it in your head. Oh, yeah, we going to do this. Like, you get too excited too fast. And sometimes you just got to back your ass the fuck up and let them chaps do what the fuck they going to do now. That's all the fuck I be saying. And my view is they gonna agree. I think they gonna agree, but then again, but I don't know.
I think the only reason why I really like that is because I didn't have that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why I'm like that though. It's just a habit. You know what I'm saying? Like I didn't have. They did is to call and be like, okay, well, they need this or they need that, or we gonna go in half on this, or I automatically had to do it. So I automatically just step into mommy mode. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. But there comes a time and point, because I feel like our mother, she's stepping into mommy mode if I really need her to, but she also know I'm gonna figure it out first.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? And you just automatically want to be like, if they come and be like, oh, mama, well, I need $500 by tomorrow, whatever. You be like, okay, hold on. Versus, what do you have? Are you going to, what are you going to bring to the table? You just going to jump into mommy mode automatically. And they know that.
Yeah, but I didn't have that. So...
But they know you're always going to put it this way. It's nothing wrong with what you're doing. But one thing about a taker is they don't know when to cut it off. And a giver got to know when to cut it off.
Right. But now I'm the big bad wolf because I've been saying no.
As you're supposed to. But you see, the more you say no, the more they've been out here doing more independently things, right? That's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
Exactly. They've been moving a whole lot maturely, doing their own thing and shit like that, making shit pop, making shit work, getting good news left and right.
Yeah, but see, now my anxiety is at a 30. Oh, because now I'm worried, like, is it gonna be okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, I done ran down a whole list of rules with her, like, don't do this at your house, don't do that at your house, don't remember you gotta do this, remember, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I don't know.
I mean, of course, there's nothing wrong with that, especially because, it's your firstborn and this is her first place. So that's a milestone. So, of course, I get it. But you got to allow her. You also got to allow her to run her shit the way she run around her shit, because it's her shit. You just got to pray like you do that she going to do the right thing, because it's only smart. Come on now. Because think about it. Sometimes I look at it like this. If you questioning what your kid's going to do, that's almost like you questioning your parenting.
No, but it's me questioning my kid, because my kids is, you'll never know what they're going to do. You know what I'm saying? They're unpredictable. My chaps is really unpredictable.
I mean, that's true.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
That's from true, but they're also kind of predictable too, so...
I'd be like, Lord.
They may do something crazy, but it ain't nothing too drastic. No, not in my opinion.
It ain't never nothing drastic.
Right.
I'd just be shaking my head like
that. It's just a more so like, what the fuck made you do that? Or why the hell you did that? it's something like that, but nothing too drastic. So you just gotta, right. So you gotta trust the... You raise them the right way and you keep them moving. Just like what they say, use a telescope. Just look from a distance. There we go.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord. She over there having heart murmurs, y'all.
Look, I already done asked for a key.
But there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Hey, shit, my mama got a key to my house. Shit.
Like, good, something might happen. I might have to pull up or something,
Hey, my mom got a key to my house. I don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, it ain't like she's just walking in and out my house, but hey, there's nothing wrong with it. My other parent, I wouldn't give a key because I don't think you'll do nothing crazy, but I just, no, it's all right. No. No.
Yes.
Not doing it. Y'all, it's okay for your parent to have a key to your house, but just make sure you give it to the right parent. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. I had a vision in my head, you walking in the door and a motherfucker just lay across your chair watching TV with the foot cooked up.
Oh, girl, I would lose everything in me if I walked in my house and saw anybody doing that besides my nigga. Like, what the fuck is you doing? I was at home the other day on my day off. I was at home, just laid across my couch. Had just got out the shower. Thank God I had like my robe on. Just had a robe on now.
Oh, Lord.
I hear somebody knocking at my door. I'm not expecting any company. So I'm just kind of like, I look at the peephole and I saw it was like the maintenance man. And I'm like, well, what the fuck is he doing here? He must have got the wrong apartment because I ain't putting no damn maintenance request.
Right.
This motherfucker proceeds to come in. I'm like, the fuck? But thank God I was home because I set my alarm. Every day when I'm at work, you would have set my alarm off all type of shit.
What did he want?
He was there to change the air filter and check on the hot water heater, which I appreciated, you know, but I was like, well, damn, y'all didn't send out no memos that y'all was going to people's motherfucking house. Like, I just don't like people just to be able to walk into my space. That's why I'm so ready to buy a house. That's why y'all got to hurry up and subscribe to my damn channel and make sure you listen and like and share. Because, girl, we got to get this right. We got to get this business money, honey. Yes, we got to get this motherfucking business money. I'm ready for my own property. It's just, yeah, I need my own space. As a Gemini, I need my own space. I need my own zen. I need something that I can make mine. If I want to paint all my walls black and the ceilings blue with clouds, I need to be able to do that.
That part.
But that's what we're working on.
Who the heck?
Uh-oh.
Let me call you back.
All right, sign out. So, y'all, that's really the goal. We got to work on entrepreneurship. We got to grind hard, work hard. And with that being said, y'all, for all my followers, all my listeners, thank you so much. And this has been another episode of Anonymously Loud Podcast.